Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We appreciate the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person leave you the same way they have come. Bless your children. Touch someone, heal someone, deliver somebody. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Shake the hands of three people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Before you sit down, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. And then you might be seated. Hallelujah. Greetings all the way from Ethiopia and all the way from Kenya. Hallelujah. We had very, very incredible time in the presence of the Lord in those places. At the end of the service, we should be able to show some clips of the events there. The earth truly has been filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, like the waters cover the seas. Somebody say amen. This morning, I will speak quickly on the subject, above only by decision. Above only by decision. That is existing at the top by choice. If you like, while you are writing the message title, you can put that under in bracket. Existence at the top by choice. Above only by decision. Bracket underneath. Existence at the top by choice. Our objective this morning is first of all to understand the power of choice. That's right. To understand the power of choice. Second, to understand what gives strength to choice. To understand the power of choice. And to understand what gives strength to choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and in verse 19. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Beloved brothers and sisters, by way of introduction, life's outcome is a product of choice. Life, if it will be qualitative, must be lived by choice. Choice is a major determinant of destiny. Decision is pathway to destiny. That is why the road you follow determines the place you end. The road you follow in life, which is majorly a product of choice, determines the place you end. Note this. Things may fall by chance. It just fell by chance. But nothing rises by chance. Things may fall by chance,
but they rise by choice. It is not possible that on its own, a phone that was on the floor went to the table. Except if there is some witchcraft manipulation or something going on. And even then, things may fall by chance. They may drop by chance. But if they will rise, they rise by choice. In fact, they rise by the force of choice. And finally, thirdly, where there is no choice, there may be no chance. As far as the journey of life is concerned, you don't have a choice, you don't have a chance. And when I'm talking about choice, I'm talking about the choice of staying where you are in life or moving from there. The choice of allowing the forces of your father's house to limit your destiny or to cross boundary. Now I'm going to give three examples in scripture of men that went changed their lives by choice. Number one, Jacob. Jacob went up by choice. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 30, and Esau said unto Jacob, feed me, I beg you, with that same red pottage. The Bible says Jacob sought pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of dying. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore, that is, let's agree, sign the agreement. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drank and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Esau was born first. Jacob was born second. But Jacob became first by choice. Listen to this. Every position on earth is changeable by decision. Every position on earth is changeable by decision. Anywhere you found yourself on earth, it can be changed. The most permanent deposit is the position of birth. This one is firstborn. This one is secondborn. That is a fixed deposit. But Jacob changed it. If secondborn can become firstborn by decision, there is nothing decision cannot make you to become. And how valid is that agreement? It was so valid that when Isaac was blessing his children, probably he was not aware of the transaction. So he called his firstborn to receive the firstborn blessing. Esau, produce food and bring, let me bless you. Even though Jacob lied that he was Esau, and the blessing landed, the blessing held. Because in eternity it was recorded that birth position had changed. So while people were thinking it's a lie, God is saying the position is correct. If it is firstborn blessing you want to drop, Esau can't carry it anymore. God was not approving a lie. God was validating a transaction. A transaction of choice. The transaction of decision. I don't know about you, but I made my choices long ago. You see, some people see people and they are wondering, why is this person here and that person is there? Why is it? It's a matter of choice. I made a choice growing up. My father was a man of means. Had brand new luxury buses and lorries and all of that. As a growing up child, it was my decision that if it was time to divide property at all, I wouldn't need a pin because I'll have too much of my own. From young age, from young boyhood age, I hear what I'm saying here today. I wouldn't need one pin. I made up my mind that wherever people are in front, that is where I will be. What choice are you making? When you live your life to chance, you have no chance. Listen to me. Every position in life is changeable by choice. Every position in life is changeable by choice. I see somebody's position changing today. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, my position is changing. Today, my position is changing. Today, I have said this before and let me say it again. Nothing can be against the man who is not against himself. Nothing can be against the man who is not against himself. If you are not against yourself, nothing can be against you. Not the devil, not the witch, not the wizard, especially if God is on your side. The position of his Jacob's bet could not be against him since he made a decision. He has been eyeing the firstborn position and he had been calculating until he realized that his brother loved food. He realized his brother loves food because he saw how Abraham was blessed and saw how his own father Isaac was blessed and he saw how the blessing was going. He wanted to be in that line. And if he didn't do anything, it would be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. So he did something. He did a transaction. In that transaction, it was clear the sense of value of the two. Esau valued the moment. Jacob valued the future. Esau was ready to sell the future to benefit in the moment. Jacob was ready to starve in the moment to guarantee a future. Somebody say amen. What is your choice? What is your decision? What is your choice? What is your decision? About life generally. What is your choice? What is your decision? In your marital journey, what is your choice? What is your decision? And I will say something when we go further. Number two example, that was Jacob. Number two, where the lepers at the gate of Samaria. In 1 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 7, there was famine in Samaria. And everything was going haywire. And some lepers sat. In 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lord, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore, they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. Somebody say a loud amen. When these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent, carried it then and so forth and so on. And they now said, this day is the day of glad tidings. We do not well if we hold our peace. This man, these people sat on the same spot. No food, nothing. And then they came to a conclusion. If we sit here, we die. If we enter into the camp of the Syrians, they may catch us and kill us. But in my own understanding, it is better to die in progress than to die in stagnation. It is better to die in motion than to die in stagnation. That was the choice they made. Nothing changes by doing nothing, but something changes by doing something. That is the power of choice. Nothing changes by doing nothing, but something changes by doing something. Listen. If you make a choice, and for example, you enter the wrong road, truth is, in the missing of road once or twice, because you are desperate to change your situation, you may know more road. Thomas Edison said, I did not fail 10,000 times when he tried to make the light bulb, and for 10,000 times he could not succeed. He said, I discovered 10,000 times in which it does not work. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Your choice determines your action. And your decision determines your action. And your action determines the reaction of life. Life reacts to you according to action. When they moved, everything moved. Today, Everyone who is a victim of no decision, I declare that spell is broken. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Everyone who is a victim of no decision, I declare that spell is broken. From today, receive the grace to make the brutal decision. Have you heard of Wilma Rudolph before? Wilma Rudolph was the young black American girl that was born with lobar pneumonia, with scarlet fever, and with polio. The polio twisted her legs like this. And she walked like that. Family of about 11 children. When it was time for food, they ran to the dining table. She was the last to reach the table. Once in a year, her mother took her to a doctor about 40 kilometers away from the village where they lived. And the doctor tried his best for her. Gave her metal braces. You know that kind of brace that is all the way to the waist like this, and then they walk like that. On the way from the doctor, one day, this girl told the mother, say, one day I'm going to leave this tiny village to the world and they will hear of me. Lobar pneumonia, scarlet fever, polio. So it was time to go to secondary school. And with metal brace like this, I'm telling her story because she's a Christian. She grew up in faith. With metal brace like that, she says she wants to join basketball. Basketball? But you know what she did? One of the days before she went back to the next clinic, she began to force her leg, the leg that was turned like this, she began to force it to go outward like that. She did that for 1 year. When she came, the doctor saw the muscles had begun to develop. Leg was becoming normal. Doctor said, what have you been doing? She said, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't plan to do anything wrong. He said, no. Whatever you are doing, keep on doing it. It is working. Long story made short, they put her in basketball. The basketball coach saw that she had another skill that was more than basketball. That was the skill to run faster than the others. So she became a runner. She became a runner until 1964. 61 Olympics in Melbourne, Australia, I believe. She won a gold medal as the fastest runner. She returned back home and began to work on herself for about 12 to 14 hours every day, running track for 4 more years, and went to the Olympic, I believe, in Athens, Greece, 1964, and became the first woman in history to win 3 gold medals in 1 Olympic. First woman in history. That's Wilma Rudolph. What did she win? She was the fastest in 100 meters. She was the fastest in 200 meters. And then she was the fastest, the anchor woman in 4x400 meters relay race as the anchor. She was the fastest. She won 3 in the history for the first time by the power of choice. If you say you can, you are right. And if you say you can't, you are right. One day, somebody saw a vision where the devil was crying. Say, devil, who beat you? He said, it's all these people. Anything I didn't do, they say I did it. Everything is devil. Devil. He said, the bad name is too much. The other side, people who are lazy and can't go to work, they say devil. People who have decided to make a decision, they say devil. My classmate, in secondary school, when we graduated, I heard that that year the GC or YEC result was the worst in their history so far. Even when we had the get together recently, I was told that that was the same. My classmate failed, one of them. Failed so badly, he had to repeat, you know, from five, not SS2 as they say it now, from five. We left from five and we have gone forward. He remember, you know, the way seniority is in those days. In secondary school, that is, these are your juniors. He went back to the class that he was once saying, you come here, you go there. He went back to the class and remained in the same secondary school. It was better. He had gone somewhere else, but it was so oppressive. Then he made a vow. He will never fail another time in life. That guy, GC, that year's GC came, he smashed it. Got a very high mark, went straight to JAMB for medicine. Under 6 years he was out. Less than 4 years he became a consultant. After 6 years, about 4 years he became a consultant physician. Less than a few years he became a professor of internal medicine. He has been a professor now for almost 15 years or 20 years. He's a man. By the power of decision, your position is not as important as your decision. Your position is not as important as your decision. Your situation is not as important as your decision. Am I communicating? I prophesy to somebody here today, whatever position you have found yourself, I see it changing by the power of decision. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Nairobi, Kenya, where we left yesterday. Is that not Charles sitting in front there? Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The biggest clap and the loudest shout of praise. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, I am changing my position, my situation, by the power of choice, by the force of choice. Now, that choice applies everywhere. You came out of a very terrible family of witchcraft, occultic ancestral curses. You can make the choice to say, light has never been defeated by darkness. Light has never been defeated by darkness. If I am a child of light, I am giving my life to Jesus. Darkness cannot defeat me. Whatever it takes, I shall be delivered. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes, whatever righteous mode and approach it takes, I must be free. I must become who God wants me to be. I must reach where I must reach. I must arrive where God wants me to arrive. My destiny cannot be tied down by a devil. In the midst of every situation, no temptation has taken you, except that is that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation always make a way to escape. So in the midst of every situation, understand that there is a way out. I may not have seen the way, but that does not mean the way does not exist. And the decision is, I must keep searching until I find the way. I must keep looking into scripture until I find a way. I must do everything I can do until I find a way. But the good news is I am here anointed by the fire of the Holy Ghost to let somebody know today you will see that way out. Say amen like a believer. You will see that way out. Stand on your feet and walk to seven people. Tell them you will see the way out. 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 Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And we will be rounding off very shortly. We look at the third example of blind Bartimaeus. Oh Lord, time is almost up. In the book of Mark chapter 10 and in verse 46. Mark chapter 10 verse 46. People who changed their position by choice. And they came to Jericho and he went out of Jericho with his disciples. And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say, if it is going to be. Say it after me. Say, if it is going to be, it is up to me. It's not up to another person. If it is going to be, it is up to me. Whatever is going to be in your life, any faith that puts every responsibility on God is an irresponsible faith. If it is going to be, see, blind Bartimaeus. Now, how many of you know that in the Bible days and even today, beggars beg in group? They sit together. Gari, gari, sugar, I'm begging. In secondary school, some funny people used to go from hostel to host, from room to room, especially during life. Gary, Gary, cube, I'm spagging. And in group, and they sat down there. The Bible said when he heard that it was Jesus passing, every beggar around him may have heard the same thing. But he was the only person that did something about what he had. He made a choice. And one good thing is, every time you make the right choice makes the right you. Every time you make the right choice will make the right you. It will make you who you are meant to be. And he stood. They wanted to silence him, but he cried them all. Can I say something to you? Don't let your surroundings determine your decision. Let your conviction determine your decision. If you mind the people around you, you may not make the choice you need to make. Light bulb. Light bulb moment. There are people who are where they are today because what will people say and what will they feel if I say that this is what I want? Blind Bartimaeus, supposed to say, have mercy on me, pray for me, let me see, and you don't see. And so what? What do I lose? I have the compassion to pray for the sick and the afflicted. If I pray for them and they are not healed, someone said, why do you pray? But supposing somebody is not healed. Well, if somebody is not healed, heaven bears me witness that I have tried. I have done what I'm meant to do. Responsibility is mine. Result is his. Result is not in my hand, it's in his hand. Responsibility is in my hand. And if I am not going to take the glory for the person who is healed, I won't take the blame for the person who is not healed. Are you hearing me? Because I'm not trying to prove any point. I'm trying to see how much I can help in my life's assignment. Hallelujah. So if you mind people, if you mind your surrounding, you will never make the right decision. There are times you need to step out to stand out. You need to step out of the bunch. You need to step out of the pack. You need to think differently and decide differently. You need to step out to stand out. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say, I am stepping out in order to stand out. I will not be held down by the indecision of others. I've been in situations before when I delayed certain decisions because of some people's indecision. The outcome of it is massive regrets. Am I communicating? Everybody you met in this world, you saw, you see in this world, you met them in this world. When you meet God, nobody is going to assist you to give your account to him. Everybody will give the account of their life to God. So I didn't make this kind of decision or that decision because of this person. God will not hear that. But it's a new day for somebody. I say it's a new day for somebody. I say it's a new day for somebody. Somebody are afraid of human opinion. Somebody are afraid of controversy. Suppose I say, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And people are saying, what do you mean? Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory. He said, it is better to be controversial than to be inconsequential. Than to be nothing. You are nothing. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here who is going to make a decision today? Lift your hand and say, I will make the right decision today. Lift your hand and say, I will make the right decision today. 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 And experience a change of story today. Take your seat. Finally, or before the final. What is the power of choice? Number one, choice forbids living life to chance. It forbids living life to chance. It forbids living at the mercy of life circumstances. When you have made a choice, your life is no longer at the mercy of chance. You see the man in John chapter 5 verse 7. He left his life to chance. John chapter 5. Impotent man who is by the pool of Siloam. Jesus said, will you be made whole? Instead of saying, yes, I want to be made whole. He said, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. This man had not made a decision as to what he wanted out of life. Will you be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Answer is yes or no. He started an explanation. I'll tell you something that is very, very touching. I met a man that I knew many years ago. We grew up together. And I was very, very concerned about his stranded life. So I called him, I said, I would like to assist you. Is there any business you want to do? Or anything I can give you an assistance to do and just... You know, it's only a heartless person. When you see your age mate or contemporary that you knew from year back, you see them suffering and you do nothing. So I said, I'd like to assist you. What kind of business would you like to do? He said, let me think about it. And how much will you need? Let me think about it. I don't think he returned until about 6 months. When he came, he said he has thought about something, but he wasn't too sure. So I gave him money all the same. You will not believe this. About 6 months later, he returned the money intact. He hasn't been able to know what to do yet. I mean, in that regard, he was very sincere. He didn't touch the money. He didn't squander it. He didn't do anything. He returned it. He said, he hasn't been able to know what to do yet. I could not recover from that. It was then I realized that it's not the devil is not to blame. If you don't know what to do, even God cannot help you. I mean, it doesn't matter who wants to assist you. You are not assistable because you cannot push a car that is decided to stand in the same spot. That guy's life couldn't be changed. He couldn't be shifted from that position. He couldn't. He couldn't at all. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have a choice, you don't have a decision, your life is left to chance. Beloved, don't wait for opportunity to meet you unprepared. Prepare before opportunity arrives. Don't decide at the sight of opportunity. Decide before opportunity arrives. So that when the opportunity arrives, are you asking me what you want me, I want to do? Say, Pastor, I want to drop 1 billion or two or whatever amount you want to drop. You want to ask me what I want to do? I'm in Pakistan for crusade sins. India sins. Colombia. Mexico. Mexico is the largest city in the world. Venezuela. Dominican Republic. Australia. Hong Kong. China. We have more assignment than we have time to do it. We have more assignment than we have the time to do it. Someone say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, most amen. I decree today the spell of indecision is broken from somebody's life.
The spell of indecision is broken from somebody's life. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen.
Choice forbids living life to chance. You live ready. You are on the go. Number two. Choice brings man into agreement with God. When you have made especially the right choice, it brings you into agreement with God. The Bible said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos chapter 3 and in verse 3. And Matthew chapter 18 and in verse 19, the Bible said, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That is, God said, you are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. You said yes. That is where I want to be. No devil can keep me in the pit. No devil can ground my life and destiny. Then God said, I said it. You agree with me. Let's go. You are brought into alignment with your maker. And if you and God have agreed, where is the witch that can stop you and God? You know, when was Jalingo Crusade? 2021. At the end of our coming out of COVID, lockdown was still very heavy. Open air crusade was not allowed. At a point, they said there was a resurgence of COVID, whatever, and that people should now return back, no open air meeting again. And we had already publicized the crusade. Also, it was a religious holiday in that part of the world. They are religious holiday in that part of the world. And then the terrorism attack was at another level. Three major challenges. When it was 48 hours to the time, my wife asked me, are we still going for that crusade? Number one, the insurgency. Number two, the new directive that open air crusade may not hold again because of this resurgence. Number three, religious holiday of that in that part of the world. It may look confrontational when people are doing their religion and then you are here with crusade. And we never planned that. The date wasn't out when the crusade date was fixed. Am I communicating? I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. So my wife asked me, are we still going? I say, I'm not sure. I'm going to pray. And at that point, I was ready to cancel it to avoid any challenge because I knew people would understand. If I said, you know what, this is the reason why we may not come for this crusade, it will be understood. So I went to pray. When I went to pray, what I heard, this is a summary. I am waiting for you there. I have gone ahead of you, waiting for you there. Then he said, I am the owner of the earth. I can hold my event in any part of the world at any time and wherever. Ola, ola, ola. That fired my spirit. I am saying that because I just said, if you and God are in agreement, where is the devil that will say you should not step there? Where is the devil that say you cannot move? And that was one of the crusades. It became a reference crusade until Cardinal Crusade came. It is still a reference. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Became a reference crusade. I announce to you today, always come into agreement with God. If you are in alignment with God, there is no devil that can stop you. And your faith, your decision brings you into alignment with God. Lift your hands and say, Father. Say, Father, say, Father. I agree with you. Wow. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, number three, choice directs action. You make the choice. The choice begins to direct your action. The choice makes you. In Luke chapter 15 verse 17, the prodigal son had suffered so much. Then he came to his senses and said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. This is the choice number, verse 18. I will arise. That is the choice. And in verse 20, and he arose. I will go and tell my father, I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. I will arise. And what did he do? And he arose. It's like the choice of a child who enters the university and said, I must graduate with first class. That choice begins to direct action. It begins to keep away friends that are interested in partying. He begins to read late hours and just put himself under pressure. He made a choice. I must graduate with first class. It's like a choice of a young girl or young man who says, I must marry as a virgin. That choice, I'll talk about that in the second service, begin to direct action. When you have friends that are interested in some things, you say, no, this is not my type of friend. Because your choice is directing your action. Decision determines action, and action determines outcome. Decision determines action, and action defines outcome. So your outcome begins with a decision. Do you understand? So it begins to act. Your choice begins to act on you. I've never been able to go and look for an old message to brush up and preach. One of the pastors who have been following this ministry for 21 years or more was watching the Ethiopian program, the ministers' conference, and even the Kenyan. He said he heard things he never heard before. He set him on fire afresh. He said, when I said, the Rolls Royce does not fly, but the aircraft is using Rolls Royce engine. But the aircraft engines is of a higher capacity than the terrestrial Rolls Royce. And that your capacity affects your possibility. He said that shook him. Now, many of you are hearing that for the first time because you didn't follow the program. He heard that, he shook him. He said, wow. I'm not sure I've ever made such a statement before. That it is a decision. A decision that, look, I am not going to serve old food. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to make the right decision and to embark upon the right action. I receive the grace to do so now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say aloud, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Did you learn anything today? That is download from Ethiopia and Kenya. You learned something this morning. Finally, what is it that strengthens choice? Number one, the revelation of the word. You saw it in the word that you are meant to be above. You are meant to be in front. You are meant to be healed. You are not meant to be under any satanic oppression. You are meant to be free of bondage. You saw it in the word. And it strengthened your choice. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2. He said, and I went up by revelation. The revelation of the word. I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. Number two is the revelation of the Spirit. Maybe God showed you something that this is where you are meant to be, and the devil is trying to keep you here. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2 is relevant here as well. And I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. I saw God showed me things that that made it impossible for me to agree to remain where I am. Number three is inspiration from the experience of others. The angel used Elizabeth's testimony to convince Mary to believe that she could be pregnant without meeting a man. Luke chapter 1 from verse 37 to verse 45. And behold thy cousin, 36, Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You looked at your brother, you saw when he came, and you saw how God lifted him. You heard the story of a young man who sowed the seed of 50,000 naira, and now he's in billions of his own. Right? And you say, oh no, God can change my life. That is why you must hang around the right people to draw the right inspiration. Don't let frustrated people surround you and keep on venting their frustration. One woman's best friend was a divorcee. Well, and I'm not, and I don't want to use that word in a sense that will make anybody feel bad, because there are some people whose divorce was not a fault of theirs. Alright? But in this case, this woman said, my husband is treating me badly. He's treating me so terribly. I want to go. The friend said, I can assist you. Do you have transport money? I want to go back to my father's house. Why not go? I can assist you with transport money. The woman came to tell me. This is about 25 years ago. I said, so that's the kind of person you are hanging around with determines the counsel you receive, the quality of counsel. Don't shift nowhere except you want to be like her. They are married till today. I saw, and they are in this church till today. I saw her and the husband the other day in my office. If she had followed that person that surrounded her, please draw inspiration, correct inspiration. One of the young men that followed us for the crusades, when he saw how we were received and saw the everything at the foot of the aircraft in Kenya, somebody said, I'm from the state house, I was sent from there to come and receive you. And then they move us, dispatch rider and all of that. I'm sure some of you saw the picture. I'm sure they'll show it. The young man said to me, I'll waste my life again. He said, this kind of waste of life, I like it. I'll waste my life again and again. I want to waste it again. I like this wastage. Praise the Lord. Don't let negative experiences demotivate you. Let positive experiences motivate you. Stand up on your feet. Mahashatakakala. Stand up on your feet, hands lifted, and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. Give the Lord the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Honor God, honor him. Adore him, worship him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Master. Lift your hands now and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word to me today. Thank you for your word to me today. I am making the choice to be everything you have ordained for me to be. To reach where you want me to reach. And to be the person you want me to be. And whatever it takes, by your grace, I trust you to help me. To give it all it takes to be the person you want me to be. To do the things you want me to do. To reach the place you want me to reach. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Thank you. like you to make some very brutal choices right now within the next 2 minutes so we can finish before it is time. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Where you want me to be?
Where you want me to be?
It's where I will be. Who you want me to be? Is what I will be. Where you want me to go? Is where I will go. I reject where the enemy wants me to be. I reject the person the devil wants me to be. I reject to remain where the devil wants me to remain. I am changing my position by the force of choice right now. Open your mouth and pray. I am changing my position by the force of choice right now. I am changing my position. Change my position now. I want to change my position now. Where you want me to be is where I will be. Where you want me to reach is where I will reach. What you want me to do is what I will do. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Let's appreciate God for the crusade in Kenya and Ethiopia. Lift your voice and say, Father, we thank you for the crusade in Ethiopia and Kenya. Thank you for the move of your power. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And right now, we reject and resist every reprisal, counterattack, confrontation from the pit of hell, negative news, bad report, to drown this good report in this season. We rebuke you by the blood of the Lamb. You shall never raise up your head. Raise up your head in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. In a short while, we'll pray on the materials for impartation. But before then, we'll look at some documentary of what God is doing around the world. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands stretched out. Never return back to beg. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges. While that is happening, can you show us the clips of the crusade in Ethiopia and people in queuing up, going in for the program in Ethiopia.
La.
To show you that the matter is over. But Jesus,
thank you
for setting me free. I am free.
She has had short-sightedness. She couldn't see far for 45 solid years. For over 45 solid years, she has been using glasses. And 3 years ago, she was impacted with cataract. And the doctor booked her for operation this week. According to her, the doctor said she needs to undergo emergency surgery. Sir, at the declaration of God healing eye conditions, the power of God searched to her. Mama said, I can see the pastor clearly. The pastor is putting on red. My vision is clear. All the symptoms are gone.
Hey!
Total blindness of the left eye, blasted open by God's power. At the instance of that declaration that God is healing eye condition, the power of God searched through the left eye and the ear, the eye is seen clearly.
For how was diagnosed of cancer of the left breast?
Cancer of the left breast.
With wound and has been on fire since. But she came after the declaration, the pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
And she could lift. Yes, she could do what she could.
Hey! Are you just fit?
Of the anointing of your suffering. We thank you, God.
Kurumu
for the miracles and wonders that have taken place. Today,
Leo,
is a new beginning of this nation, of our people, of the economy. We say, let there be praise in Jesus' name.
In the name of the Father,
kwa jina la Baba,
and of the Son,
na la Mwana,
and of the Holy Ghost. And I am asking that this light and this fire
kwamba huu moto
will go through the whole land, the length and breadth of faith.
The Lord is filling the earth with the knowledge of His glory as the waters cover the seas. Lift your hands and let's give Him the praise. Father, we worship You, we honor You, we adore You, we magnify You. Before we lift up our materials for impartation, everyone that is here today in need of surrender, wave your offerings. And Father, we love You, we give this to You, receive of our hands in Jesus' name. For someone who has not given his or her life to Jesus, the best offering God is expecting from you is your life, your surrender to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bags. You want to make your ways right with God. You want your sins forgiven. Quickly carry your Bibles and bags and be on your way forward. Quickly.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Everybody, body, body, feeling
good. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
If no one joins
me,
still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Don't move out yet. Respect God. Respect God. Those of you walking are now, sit down. Those people in Ethiopia, just sit down. Respect God and sit down. Service is not over yet. I came all the way to preach to you and you're walking out. It's not correct. I could have remained there. I could have easily remained there. Some of those places, don't mind, will remain there for 10 donkey years. They should show them the hunger of the Ethiopians and even the Kenyans. Show them that clip. So that we can have a little more sense of value. That particular clip where the people were. Pastor, you remember that clip? And we need to show them that clip. Let's just understand the value that some people have for what we may be so familiar with. Hallelujah. You need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for your life. Pick your Bible and things and quickly rush to the front here. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. And Dunamis Church, in all humility, if I was to follow invitations, come here and preach, come here and help us, you may not see me any Sunday for the next 10 years. That is, if I'm to follow, come here and minister to us, come here and minister to us, come here and minister. Just know that. And that is true. But we are here on assignment, and we believe that this is where God wants us to be. That is why we are here. Quickly come forward. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want today to make, you want today to be a new day in your life? You want to hand over your life to Jesus? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? Quickly pick your Bibles and your Bibles. You want to rededicate yourself? You want addictions broken? Negative lifestyles broken? You want them broken? Quickly come forward here and let us receive you. While we are doing that, pick up your materials for impartation and then we can be praying. Those of you in the front, place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, I need us to show that clip of it in Ethiopia. The solitary clip, yes, they are showing some of it. They were stretching their hand as if there is also physical money they want to collect. And the food that they were given in the break time, we provided that food. Even in Kenya, to almost 3,000. They function like in the Bible days. No, Jesus broke the bread for them or fed them with food. It's like almost $3,000, right? For both them. For just this place. Thousands of the people that were there. For in break time. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Maybe the day will come when we'll have all day meetings here. Especially when the cooling system is fully on. And the heat of the day will not affect us. Maybe that day, when that day comes to mind, have a break time just like that. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you in the front, again, place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. First timers, newcomers, intending members, please step forward and join them. Today is your first time in Dunamis. You are a member. You are intending to be a member of the church. Quickly carry your Bibles and bags and join them. While they are doing that, every member of the home cell, can I see your hand? Wave your hand. You are a member of the Dunamis Home Church. The Lord bless you and cause his face to shine upon you in Jesus' name. And also, we are using your whole house for home cell. Wave your hand. Let's see you. That's right. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Now you intend for your home to be used as home church. That is literally becoming a branch of Dunamis Church. Let me see your hand. Your home to be used as a home church. Let me see your hand. The Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you and cause his face to shine on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, ushers, give them the slip. You are not a member of the house fellowship yet. You need to be so that you can be assisted. In times of need, let me see your hand. You need to be a member of the Dunamis Home Church. You are not yet a member of the home cell, and you want to be. Lift your hands. Father, thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We glorify you. Be honored, be adored, be worshipped. Thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Elion. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Keep coming in the name of Jesus. Services are explosive this week. I believe that we are set for viewing center planting. That's Apostle Settlement. Are we set for that? All right. We'll give details about midweek service and let the home cell also be made aware. And also, Destiny Recovery Convention is here. By coming Sunday, the Sunday is a pre-Sunday convention. And it's going to be very explosive. People coming from all over the world. Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet with your materials for impartation. Or if you didn't bring anything, you stretch your two hands. Lift up your two hands. The leper said, this day is the day of glad tidings. We do not well if we hold our peace. Please let people know what is going on here. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones, and let us become aggressive in winning the lost. Lift up your materials for impartation. Father, in the name, you can lift up your phones as well alongside what you are lifting. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray upon every material, every document that is lifted up today by the people. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I declare that above only remains your place. In the name of Jesus, today I announce to you, every power of hell that tied your life down, tied your destiny down, that power is broken. In the name of Jesus, by the message you have heard, as you make the right decision, may you not be held down anymore forever in the name of Jesus. Go above only. Remain above only. Function above only. Succeed above only. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We are in the season of suddenly. Something will happen to you suddenly. Something positive will happen for you suddenly. And this week is not allowed to be out until that thing that will happen suddenly happens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. Cause His face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name. 2024. And above only, God bless you. Give the Lord a praise. Greet 5 people on your way out.